Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday to you. Reginald Atatula, Paul Gallant.
What's up?
Sitting in for the OG John Lopez on this Wednesday. And, of course, Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. And you. Get involved on the text line, 713-572-4610. Saying all sorts of different things. Alperin means warrior. I did not cross-reference or check that, which I probably should have before I said that on air, but here we are. So maybe the nickname comes from there. Somebody talked about calling him the Turk Dirk or Young Turk.
I don't hate Turk Dirk.
It feels weird coming out of my mouth, though.
But it also,
you know,
it's close to turd.
Yeah, there's also some
close
of that.
To another thing, too.
Yeah.
And also, you're giving him a nickname that's based off of another player, and we want to give him his own nickname.
Right. That's the whole idea of not doing the baby Jokic thing.
But there's something that involves turkey. I feel like that's where I will start to come up with something corny, and then eventually I'll probably just steal a nickname that a listener comes up with.
Sure, 100%.
As we do.
That's how this works.
We'll credit you with the gold star that you can have in your mind forever.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And you can tell people about for whatever.
That was my idea.
That's right. 713-572-4610 if you have those. I want to pivot to D'Amico Ryans, who talked to the Assembly Media yesterday. I think it was via Zoom, and we, you know, obviously the late night on Monday into a short week. Headed into the Niners game in week 8. But look, there was questions that needed to be answered by the head coach of this team after what was, I will determine, is a woeful performance by his team. And it seemed to be that way, but there was I don't know what's the right word to call it, Paul. Like, it felt like a contradiction of sorts with D'Amico and his answers that he was giving. And I'm interested if you agree with me. If you could help me out, Fig. This is D'Amico too. This was D'Amico talking about the status of the Texans offense right now. And listen to what D'Amico gave us.
Yeah, for us as collectively as a team, like we have to do our jobs, right? If we expect to win, we have to do our job. Not offense was just on the offense, but it's all three phases. Guys have to do their job and we have to do it at a high level. So that's the main reason. We didn't play up to the standard. We didn't execute how we needed to execute to win a game.
Didn't do our jobs. Okay. Can you give me cut 6 here as D'Amico was talking about the idea of cornerbacks? I thought this was a really interesting question by DJ Bieniemy because, look, Jaxon Smith-Njigba absolutely went off in this game.
Yeah.
And one of the things is he had free releases a lot of times. They gave him an opportunity, something that honestly I hadn't considered while watching the game. But you think back then, you go, huh, you probably want to get your hands on him, right? So why did the cornerbacks line off and kind of allow Jaxon Smith-Njigba free releases?
Yeah, our game plan was to, as I stated earlier in the week, to make sure we're aggressive, make sure we're getting hands on and playing them tight and sticky. That was our game plan.
Okay. So we had the game plan, not executed. Guys, we're not executing. Can you give me 7 here, Figgy? I think you're determining the trend here.
Yes.
What's happened with the offensive struggles running the football in short situations, D'Amico?
Yeah, in short yardage on yesterday, like we got knocked out the ball. At the end of the day, if you want to move the ball, we have to be able to run the football and get a yard, right? But if we're getting knocked back up front, then we're not going to get a yard. So it all starts up front with displacing the line of scrimmage. We did not do that. Therefore, we were not successful at gaining a yard.
I mean, look, there's an accountability that's necessary from this team, 100%. Like, I even the short yardage, I went back and I watched the few, like, real big short yardage situations that they had an opportunity to get. And there's a number of instances where you've got, like, a guard getting beat or a guard not going the right. Actually, it was Ariante Ursary on one play. You're running off to the right. It's inside zone right, I believe. How much you should be running inside zone with Byron Murphy there, that's a question.
Especially giving it to Woody Marks.
Ariante Ursary is going left. That allows, I believe it was linebacker Jones to go right through the gap and get a hand on Woody Marks before he even reaches the line of scrimmage, right? Like, there are a number of instances in those short yardages when it happened. I'm not saying D'Amico's wrong. But then D'Amico was asked about the offensive play calling, right? Is there any consideration for any shift there? This is what
D'Amico for the most part, it's, and some of the similar things that we've had over the past couple weeks, like, it's just, it takes all 11, right? When it comes to we're getting pressure, making sure we hit our hot answer, making sure everybody's on the same page, getting the ball out quickly, getting the ball out on the edge, moving, getting pocket movement passes. Those were similar things that we've had for the past 2 weeks. Some things we executed well, some things we did not execute well. So it's, I think the play calls and things are very similar. It's the execution and the timing, how quickly we were operating, it wasn't the same.
I guess I picked the one wrong one there. But ultimately, he was talking about it and he said, you know, it all comes down to me. This is my call. And it's like, yo, I am ultimately, the buck stops here is where, and it feels like, does it? Because we're pointing to all the instances where there's a lack of execution and then ultimately saying the buck stops with me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Yeah, and you know, I'm also hearing things that I used to hear when I was back here at Sports Radio 610 back in the day. I'm hearing it's on me. That was a Bill O'Brien tried and true staple. He kept on going back to that over and over again when there were specific parts of the team that were getting pointed at with questions from our local media.
Figgy loves that word relative to, or that phrase, I guess.
Things are not going great for him in Boston College, but things are also not going great for D'Amico Ryans here right now. And it's frustrating hearing him answer questions with explanations as if we are toddlers, especially when he treats the offense in particular, unlike Kyemi Fairbairn, who he threw under the bus after Monday's game, yeah, and unlike Derek Stingley Jr., who he just threw under the bus with the two clips that he played, whenever there's a question asked about the offense, he will bring things back to talking about the whole team. And look, hey, you're protecting your team, you're protecting that specific area of the team, but you cannot tell me with a straight face Monday night after that game that this was a team effort. The defense forced four takeaways.
They did.
They held the Seahawks to 2-for-14 on third down.
They did that as well.
I mean, you can't blame it on the parts of the team that were doing their job for the most part. Sure, there were some dumb penalties here and there. This offense has been crap outside of for five quarters. fourth quarter against the Titans. It took a while for that Titans game to get going.
That's right.
And the entirety of the game against a dead Baltimore Ravens team. He babies the offense. I can understand it the rookie season of C.J. Stroud. To a lesser extent, I could see it last year where he was gaslighting us about how they were doing some things well offensively. But now we're at a point where when he's asked about the offense, he is still deflecting. DeMeco, come on, man. It makes it seem like there's no accountability in this room, and maybe there isn't. I think it's fair to question if that's actually happening behind the scenes. If Derek Stingley, your best corner, is getting called out, and your kicker, who's been consistent for all these years, is getting called out, but this god-awful offense isn't.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that he's gotten to a point where he, because, you know, D'Amico's natural, his natural setting is, I'm going to protect my guys. It feels like he's gotten snippy, and as you mentioned, like, he threw Kaimi under the bus. Like, he's pointed to the idea that, no, this is the game plan, and Derek Stingley did not get up there and put his hands on him, whether that's just, like, going rogue or what have you. That's the implication that I seem to take away from it. I think that some of this is like, I want to try and shield the first-time offensive play caller. But here's the thing. This is why you don't hire a first-time offensive play caller for this circumstance, because the heat will come if and when there are problems, especially if there are problems to this degree. And so I understand the want to do that, but like you set this table, the stumbling block for him, and now ultimately when he doesn't meet it, you're not getting there. And I think that I'm not saying that there's not an accountability, but almost it feels like it belies a level of lack of belief in the coordinator somewhat that he needs to be protected to this degree.
Yeah, it's almost patronizing.
Yeah.
I can hear it a little bit. I'm really curious what C.J. Stroud, Reggie, is going to say after we heard him on Monday night, because I felt like he was pointing fingers at the offense. Maybe I'm hearing things, and I think we're going to play that audio at some point 100%. During the show. But it's going to be really interesting to see the rest of this season. Could a power struggle develop? Does C.J. Stroud try to put pressure, like so many quarterbacks have put pressure on the organization, on this team, to actually make some changes for the offense? And how does DeMeco handle that? How does Nick Caserio handle that? Very curious, but I think right now you have DeMeco on one side who is really protecting the offense, and you've got C.J. Stroud pointing fingers, asking about maybe other game plans that they could watch on film, asking about if it's actually a offense that can work if it's always death by 1,000 cuts. If they continue to struggle, and I mean, you're playing the 49ers on Sunday, and I hope the Texans are wearing battle red, because there's going to be a lot of 49ers fans in attendance. They travel well.
They do.
So let's at least mask that if we can, or maybe it's too late. But this feels like it's just going to get worse and worse, and the feet are going to get more and more dug in between these two.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, I feel like I'm having a crisis of belief in DeMeco Ryans, a coach that I have for the longest time, I think for a lot of people, have looked at as, that is a good coach. He brought you out of the mire of, you know, the Cully, Lovey, Smith kind of era of these things as you're trying to find your way. And the defense is always phenomenal. But there's been a number, I mean, I just keep going back to the idea that DeMeco Ryans sat and told us that he thought that rotating at left guard the best way to get the best out of them. Almost as if to say, you can't allow them to play all the snaps of the game, which very much to me says you do not have an offensive lineman that you can trust, which I'm not even sure if it's true, because it feels like Juice has done a good job in that circumstance. It is fascinating that we're at this place with DeMeco Ryans. And I want to circle back around to this, because I want to see where everybody else is with DeMeco Ryans.
Yeah.
Because we're what, less than a year or maybe a year plus removed from where that dude could do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like he can do some wrong.
11 months ago, I asked, hey, what's his ceiling? And I asked it in a way where, hey, we're hearing the same things from him at every single press conference, and where it feels like the team is not learning from their mistakes. They had, what, 3 players only meetings in 2 weeks or something like that last year. And here we are almost a full calendar year later, and we're asking more of those same questions. DeMeco Ryans, the CEO, which he, I think, is trying to be. I think there were some signs of that during the offseason where he was actually a little more hands-on with the offense in specific parts of training camp. I don't think that is getting the net change that we were all hoping to see on offense.
What's DeMeco's ceiling? We'll circle back around to that here as we continue in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, is time for the question of the day, inspired by a little bit of a recent news for a Los Angeles Laker who did not play last night. Who seems like the most fake athlete? Phony is a word that you can also use there if you want. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Let us know, and we'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.